You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. As journalism moved online, we started to find more and more ways to tell a story through video, audio, and interactive data visualizations. Another of those storytelling techniques is through games or game mechanics, where the reader puts themselves within the story. This podcast will look at examples of news games, how to work out which stories will work as games, and find out how much time and money is needed to create one. First, to someone who knows pretty much everything there is to know about gaming in journalism.
I'm Bobby Schweizer. I'm a doctoral student at the Georgia Institute of Technology. I work on the News Games Project, the Cartoonist Project, and I'm also co-author of the book News Games, Journalism at Play. So a news game is any application of journalism in video game form. The most common applications so far that people may have seen around the internet are games that are about current events. A lot of these games are shorter. They're addressing something very specific, whether it be something that happened recently. For example, when the flight landed in the Hudson River, there are a number of games that appeared about the Captain Sullenberger's landing of that and the process of landing that plane, and then challenging people to do the same thing. And some of them were more comical in nature, and some of them were more serious in nature.
One of the games which dealt with a serious news story is one about the Chilean miners who were trapped underground a year ago.
So there's a game about the rescue of the Chilean miners that came out during the rescue process, not actually while they were trapped, but it came out afterwards. And it was called Los 33, and it was about rescuing the 33 miners trapped underground. And the game is very stark. It has a white background. Everything else in the game is black, except for a little bit of red. And the point of the game is at the top of the screen, there's the above ground area, and there's a wheel. And you click on the wheel, and you hold down with your mouse, and you do a circular motion. And as you're making this circular motion, you're lowering an elevator down the long mine shaft. And it's a slow process, and it gets to the bottom, and then you click a button to load one of the miners into it, and then you click on the wheel again, and you make a circular motion in the opposite direction to raise the capsule out of the shaft. And you do this 33 times if you want to complete the game, and there's a clock at the top that tells you, you know, how quickly you're doing it. But it's impossible, really, to do this with any sort of speed, because it's just something that's going to take a long time, and it's trying to get across that concept that maybe you can't explain in a written article or a television report or something, that this rescue process is something that's going to take a long while. You know, when you see the clips of it edited together as each of the miners returns to the surface and they have 5 seconds or 3 seconds, you know, of each of their faces, you don't get that real sense of how long it actually took. And so the game was able to express that in a way that other stories couldn't.
Another game taking the challenge of a deeply serious story is one created by Wired.com, which is all about Somali pirates. The inspiration for the game was an article in Wired magazine. Here's the person behind it.
I'm Shannon Perkins, and I am the editor of Interactive Technologies at Wired.com. In the game, you just simply step into the role of a Somali pirate. You have to figure out how you were going to negotiate, and different negotiating tactics have different results on the part of the security negotiator. The elements from the original magazine piece really became the parts of my algorithm that run in the game that really inform the outcome of the decisions that the player makes as a Somali pirate in negotiation and in terms of, of what ships they capture and then the net effect of all that.
Another news outlet to be producing games is ProPublica. Scott Klein is editor of news applications there.
Some of our most recent apps include a database of pharmaceutical payments to doctors that let people for the first time search across pharmaceutical companies and discover the payments that their own doctors took from the pharmaceutical companies. We also did one about the distribution of educational opportunities to poor and wealthy schools in various states. So it's a wide mix.
So we've heard about lots of examples of news games, but what does a game give a reader that other forms of journalism do not? Scott Klein says, done well, games give the reader context and explain the why and how of a story.
You know, it's one thing for a news organization to come up with a great anecdote, you know, with a great lead, with a way that really help you walk you through a story. It's another for you to see exactly how that story impacts you, you personally, you know, your home, your community, your street.
Shannon Perkins, who built the Somali Pirates game, also has a view.
What needs to happen with a game, with news journalism, is that in playing that game, the reader slash player, they really have to develop a deeper sense of kind of the underlying themes of a story. And I think if that doesn't happen, then there's not really a reason to do the game. And so we can think of what I would really have to say are kind of trivial games that could be developed around stories. But I don't think those are worth doing. I think the ones that are worth doing are games where playing that game for a player will deepen their understanding of those themes in a way that they couldn't necessarily achieve by simply reading about it. That you don't understand that the complexity of the Somali pirate situation until you actually put yourself in that place and you really begin to play out the dynamics of that situation. So I think in terms of when to execute, I really have to say I think that's primary, is it really has to serve that journalistic purpose, deepening the understanding of the themes of the original story.
At ProPublica, the developers like Scott Klein have bridged the hack and hacker divide.
We very much see ourselves as journalists. We just do software development instead of photographs or stories. So we are not kind of outside the newsroom and we kind of need to be told, you know, how to tell a story or you're not giving the right context. We believe in these things ourselves and we want to make sure that we get them right, just as a reporter might. But also we work very closely with the reporter. In each of the examples that I talked about, there were reporters who were working on a story simultaneously, who were the subject matter experts, who kind of make sure that we're telling a fair story, make sure that we're all agreeing on the story. You know, sometimes the data that we do informs, in fact, very often we will find things in the data that, you know, help inform the reporter's story as well. So it's all kind of a spectrum.
But surely some of the games have raised ethical questions and come in for criticism. Bobby Schweizer again.
There's definitely been a concern that people have raised about the ethical implications of having video games made about serious things, things that are going on in the world, events where people are hurt and killed. And part of the problem is that people still don't necessarily take video games seriously. They see them only as entertainment in the way that they might have seen, you know, movies as only as entertainment decades ago, you know, in the 40s or the 30s. And we're basically kind of have to promote a literacy that games can do more than just be about getting high scores and shooting people. And so we just sort of have to promote the fact that games are just another way of expressing ourselves and understanding things in the world.
And of course, the interesting and insightful games cost time and money. Here's Shannon Perkins, who built the Somali Pirates game for Wired.com, which was inspired by the article in Wired magazine.
I was really struck with inspiration from that magazine article, and I was very passionate about doing this piece of work. The truth is, in pure economics of journalism terms, it's really hard to justify doing a piece like this. I spent in the neighborhood of maybe 150 hours on this, and so that's just, you know, my piece of work on it. It took about a month and a half to produce the entire thing, maybe 2 months to produce the entire thing. I think it's had tremendous value for Wired.com. It's continued to just get a lot of attention, create a lot of excitement. I think it really kind of moved us forward in terms of doing interactive and more interactive, ambitious interactive work. So it has those benefits, but it's hugely costly. And you have to make sure, of course, that you're executing against the right story. You know, we continue to look for opportunities to do things like this. But honestly, there are not a lot of stories that come up that really would work well with a game treatment. So you really have to be considering those. You have to be considering the appropriateness of the story, you know, to this sort of treatment, but also understand that is if you're going to roll a game up from the ground up, it's a tremendous investment and you're probably unlikely to see real direct returns, you know, financial returns on that investment. It's more of a brand investment, you know, and I think that's important to us at Wired, is to continue to make those sorts of brand investments, but yeah, it's a very costly method of journalism for sure.
You might therefore think that news games are out of the reach of news organisations with smaller budgets, but Bobby Schweizer is currently working on a project that could help journalists who can't code and without a budget to build games.
The project that we're currently working on with our Knight News Challenge grant that we received a couple of years ago is called The Cartoonist. And our idea behind The Cartoonist is that we wanted some sort of system, a piece of software that could help journalists develop news games rapidly. And the idea is that much like an editorial cartoon, which has a certain size to it, you know, it conveys a certain amount of information. You expect a person to spend, you know, 10, 15 seconds looking at it and they go, oh, okay, yeah, I get this. We wanted to create that for video games. And so what the software we're working on does is allows a journalist just to enter in very basic things about the story. It conceives of the story not as a written form or something, you know, you need to have the details, the date and all the locations or whatever, but instead it conceives of the story as the actors in the story and their relationships. And the actors don't necessarily have to be people. They can be concepts. You can have a game that is politician embezzles funds. And so what the journalist is entering is they click and they create a bubble and then they fill it in. It says politician. And they drag a line to another bubble that says embezzles. And then that other bubble says funds. And then you can keep adding things to this. So maybe the funds are supplied by some sort of public corporation, and the public corporation is funded by another private corporation. And so you have all these bubbles and arrows depicting how every player in this system is related to each other. And what our game system, The Cartoonist, is able to do is it interprets those relationships. It looks at the verbs, and it finds game mechanics that match those types of things. So perhaps embezzling just means, you know, something is moving around the screen and collecting things that are on the screen, maybe the little dollar bill signs or something like that that's standing in for money. And you move around the screen and you collect those, and maybe your points go up. And then if it's being supplied by something else, well, maybe there's somewhere else on the screen is another character who is dropping all these little dollar bill signs or producing all these dollar bill signs that are being picked up by somebody else. So the idea is you can quickly enter these relationships in and press a button and it generates a game. And if you don't like the game, then you can say, oh no, not a fan of this. Like, it's not doing what I wanted to do. And you can just click a button to refresh it and it will try a different combination of things. And then you get to add your skin to it, you know, what type of artwork you want to have. And then you would just be able to publish it and put it on any website as a Flash application.
We'll be bringing you more information on The Cartoonist as it becomes available. For more on news games, go to journalism.co.uk. You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast.